We are going to start the top of Lama Gimel Amud Aleph. Third line down, Abaye. This is a famous brisa. People who people who time themselves well before Shacharis or make time for themselves before Shacharis might know this brisa. It talks all about the Seder Hamaracha. What do they do when? So here you go. This is right after, you know, after the Karban Tamid and after the Karban Ola that you have in the morning. So it says this brisa. Abaye have Mesader Seder HaMaracha Mishmei Digmara. Right? Mishmei Digmara is a funny phrase for us because we think of the word Gemara as being like, you know, Gemara. But Gemara technically means it's a tradition. It's a Mesorah. That's what Gemara means. Aliba to Abashol. According to Abba Shaul's understanding, Maracha Gedola Kodemus La Maracha Shnia Shakatoris. They would first set up the Mizbeach Chachitzon, the bigger Mizbeach, before they would set up the wood for the inner Mizbeach for the Katoris. Maracha Shnia Shakatoris Kodemus La Sidr Shnig Zira Eitzim. And the inner Mizbeach, the smaller one for the Katoris, was done before they put on the Shnig Zira Eitzim. We've been talking about that for a while. The two extra blocks of wood that they would put on the Mizbeach Chachitzon, the bigger Mizbeach. And the setting up of the gzira eitzim, these blocks of wood, was before the dishun hamizbeach apnimi, right? They would take away the ashes and anything that was left over from the inner mizbeach. The dishun mizbeach apnimi kodemus hatavas chamesh neros. And the cleaning up of the inner mizbeach was before they cleaned out the five candles of the menorah. V'atavash chamish neros kodem ledam hatamid. And the cleaning out of those five neros came right before the collection of, or the whole process of the blood of the carbon tamid in the morning. Dam hatamid kodem atavash de neros. And that was before they just did the other two candles, right? So they did five before the blood, two after the blood. We'll talk about that soon. And those two candles is before they did the actual ketores. Uketores kodem le'evarim. And the ketores of the Mizbeach HaPnimi was before the burning of the limbs on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Ve'evarim le'mincha. And the burning of the limbs was before they did the mincha offering, the flour of the carbon tamid, mincha lechavitin, and then that flour was before the pancakes of the kohen gadol, the chavitin lenasachin, and those chavitin were made, or I don't exactly know what they did with the chavitin at this point. They would bring them, to the shulchan. What did they do with the chavitin at that point?
They brought it.
I know, but what did they do to bring it? Didn't he eat it? But where did they put him? They put him next to the shulchan or something? I guess he would burn them? Maybe I don't remember. Either way, so he would do the chavitin, the pancakes, before he did the nesachin, and the nesachin, the musafin. And the nesachim, right, the libations on the mizbeach, were done before the musafin when you had the musach. Like on Shabbos or Yantav, vazichin, musafin levazichin. And the musaf was done before the frankincense that they would put up on Shabbos next to the lechem apanim. Maybe that's what I got confused with. Uvazichin l'tamid shel bein harbayim, and then only after they would do that would they do the tamid shel bein harbayim. Obviously, if you didn't have a musaf or you didn't have a vazich, you know, the vazichin, so then you would skip right to that, or not skip to it, but do it when you have to do it. Shenemar v'hiktir aleha chelve hashlamim, aleha hashlem kol karbanos kulan. We saw this drasha, I believe, already in Pesachim, in terms of when to do the karban Pesach. But there's a mitzvah saaseh to make sure that the karban tamid is done after all the other avodos. Right, that's a mitzvah saaseh min haTorah. We talked about it, it was last week, for the kasha of the week on the parsha. So Gemara says, Amar mar maracha gadol kodemes l'maracha shnia shekataras minal. And how do you know that the setting up of the mizbeach hachitzon was before the setting up of the mizbeach hapnimi? Titania, hi hala al mokda al hamizbech kol halayla. Zuma racha gadola, right? Mokda. I think we translate that before as the pyre, right? The mokda, the setting up. Ve'esh hamizbech tu karbo, and the fire of the mizbech should be set up there. That's zuma racha shniel shel ketores. That's referring to the ketores. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Ve'ebachana. You know, where is the, how are we compelled to understand this part of the pasuk like that and that part of the pasuk like that? Why don't we just say it's the opposite? Right? There's nothing in that pasuk that clearly defines which mizbeach we're talking about. The Gemara says, "Mistabra ma'arach gadola adifa shekein kabaras meruba." It makes sense that the first and foremost topic of the Torah is the mizbeach hagadola, right? The ma'arach, the mizbeach hachitzon, because there's a lot more karbanos there. And therefore, it brings more kapara. Okay. I mean, the only thing that you brought on the inside was ketores, which is, you know, obviously a daily thing, but it didn't have as many karbanos with all the other things that people would do. So, adarava, so Gemara says, ma'aracha shnia adifa. Maybe the interesting phrase, ma'aracha shnia. How do you translate ma'aracha shnia?
It's
funny because we're saying that the secondary should go first. Then it wouldn't be the secondary one, right? So it's, I don't know. Maybe secondary doesn't mean in terms of timing. I don't know. So ma'arach shnei adifa. Maybe the mizbeach haketores should go first. Shekein machnisin mimena lifnim. You take the ketores from the mizbeach hapnim. This is similar to a logic we saw yesterday's daf. You take the ketores from the mizbeach hapnimi and you bring it into the kodesh kodeshim. So the Gemara says afilu hachi. Oh, actually, hold on. Shekein machnisin mimena lifnim. Is that what it means to the Kodesh Kodashim?
So they take the coals from it into the inner sanctuary.
What does that mean? Hold on. What does that mean? Lifnai v'lifnim. It should be Kodesh HaKadashim.
They take coals from it to the inner sanctuary.
You're right, but what does inner sanctuary mean? I assumed it meant the Kodesh HaKadashim. There's apparently another girsa in the Gemara that says lifnai v'lifnim. That would obviously be the Kodesh HaKadashim. Here, I'm not sure. Lifnim. What does Rashi say? Does Rashi say anything? Rashi says, Lifnim Rashi is Lahechal. So where are you bringing it? You bring it from the Mizbeach HaChitzon to the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Wait, so where are we taking the coast from? I thought we were taking it from... Hold on. Hold on. Kachol ma'ktoras ha'ktoras al mizbeach ha'pnim yitei al mizbeach ha'chitzon. Yimel shemim doz ha'chitzon 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 ha'chitzon. Right. Right.
So it must have been two different places.
You know, there are two different places. I'm just saying that I think what the Ma'arach HaShniyah is not referring, it's called the Ma'arach HaShniyah Shel Ketores, but I think it's referring to the Ma'arach of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, which from there you get the Ketores.
Yes.
That's what referring to, right?
You take the coals from that and you bring them from the
incense. Right. So this Girsa of the Gemara is now saying that Shekein machnisin mimena lifnim. Why do you, meaning the ma'arach shnia comes from the mizbeach chitzon, the big mizbeach. You take the coals from there, you bring it to the inner one for the sake of the ketores, which is lifnim in the hechal. But another Gersa says no, it's referring to the ketores, which is brought on Yom Kippur, lifnim, meaning to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So two different things. But either way, they're trying to say that from there, from that argument, that that should be first. Ma'arach HaShniyah, meaning the setting up of the Mizbeach for the Karban Tamid, I guess, Ben Harbayim. So afilu hachi, says Gemara, kaparasa meruba adifa. Even if that was true, even with that quality, that you're bringing it inside, you're bringing the coals into the Mizbeach HaPnimi, or you're bringing from the Mizbeach HaPnimi into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So either way, that still doesn't trump the importance of the kapara that's brought on the Mizbeach HaChitza. Adifa v'ibayis ema ilo mashkach etzim l'maracha shnia milo mayo l'maracha gadoa. If they hadn't, it's not the carbon tamin shel ben harbayim. It's a separate maracha that they had on the mizbeach, a separate, bonfire, whatever you want to call it. So the Gemara says, and similarly, if they don't have wood which can be brought for the maracha shnia, so then they'll take them from the maracha gadol. In which case, the maracha gadol is clearly greater. Meaning, if you don't have enough coals from the Ma'aracha Shnia for the sake of the Ketores in the Heichal, so then you'll take it from the bigger setup that you had already in the morning, and therefore the bigger setup is obviously the default one, which should go first. So Ma'aracha Shnia shel Ketores kodesh shrei l'sidur shnei gizirei etzim, the Ma'aracha Shnia shel Ketores, which as we said before means the setting up of the secondary fire on the Mizbeach HaGadol, right, on Mizbeach HaChitzon. So that comes before setting up the two main blocks. Minala, how do you know? So the Kohen sets up the wood in the morning. Baboker, baboker. So what does that mean? So Eitzim here, I believe, is the operative term because it's plural. So that's referring to Shnei Gezirei Eitzim, two blocks of wood. Aleha velo al chaverta, meaning that when you set up the gezera, the gezirei etzim, it should be on it, but not on them. So what does that mean? It should be on the, meaning after the bigger mizbeach's ma'aracha, and not after the bigger mizbeach's second ma'aracha. So Gemara says, mechlal to isel chaverta, that implies that there is what to already have been done for the other one. Hold on. Okay, you get this, Drasha? So basically it's like this. You have the big pyre on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Then you have the secondary pyre on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. But you only do the Shnei Gezirei Eitzim, right? The other two blocks of wood on the main marach, on the main pyre, you only do that once the secondary one's already set up, right? So you make the main one, then you make the secondary one, and then I think we did something on the inside, and then you put the two blocks on the outside, on the bigger one. So the drasha is like this. Aleha velo al chaverta. You should put it on it, meaning the main pyre, and not on its counterpart, secondary pyre. But that implies that there is a counterpart secondary pyre already existing. So that's what it means here. Mechlad de isla chaverta. It must already have happened, the Ma'aracha Shnia. So Gemara says, wait a second. V'hai alev mibayle legufei. The word on it means to put it on the pyre, to put it actually on there. So we need the actual word alev. We can't use it for a drasha. We need it for its actual meaning. We need it for the actual word, which means to put it on the, to put it upon the literally, put it upon the Ma'aracha Gedola. So Gemara says, no, Trei Aleha Ksivi. Really, the Pasuk says Aleha twice. Ubir Aleha HaKalein Eitzim Baboka Baboka. And then it says, V'arach Aleha Ha'ola. Okay, an interesting drasha. One is for the Ma'aracha Gedola. One is for the main pyre, as you just said. And one is to teach you that it comes only after you do the Ma'aracha Shnia. At least that's how they're darshaning it. So Gemara says, Sidur Shnei Gezirei Eitzim Kodem Lejisha Mizbeach HaPnimi, that the setting up of these two blocks is before you clear out the inner Mizbeach. So Afa Gav Dehacha Ksiv Baboker Baboker V'Hacha Ksiv Baboker Baboker, both the wood blocks that you add to the Maracha and the clearing out of the inner Mizbeach, both of them say the words Baboker Baboker Afil Hachi Machshir Adif. Nonetheless, preparation. I guess that's how you would translate it, right? Preparing or setting up comes first, and therefore the shnei gizirei etzim, putting the blocks on the mizbeach itself, takes precedence over the clearing out or the getting rid of yesterday's karbanos, the ashes from the day before. Meaning that which is preparing for our karbanos coming up is more important, takes precedence from taking away ashes which aren't going to have any effect afterwards. So the Gemara says, machshir mainihu. So what are we talking about when we say we're being machshir, we're preparing shnei gzirei etzim? It's referring to the two blocks we're putting on the maracha. So the Gemara says, v'ha amart shnei gzirei etzim maracha gedol azli. You said that those two blocks are going onto the mizbeach hachitzon. So in which case, you're talking about two different mizbeachs. So even though you said that the preparation for the carbon should come before the removal of yesterday's carbon, we're talking about two different carbonos. The shnei gzirei etzim is on the mizbeach hachitzon, and the dishon mizbeach is referring to the panimi. So you're I guess the Gemara is basically saying you're comparing apples and oranges. Why would that be relevant for this discussion? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, shum etzim. It's nonetheless called etzim. Is that what it's saying?
It says the reference is to the category of wood.
All right, I think it's basically saying from the pasuk. The pasuk says etzim, so that must be referring to the wood that you have to place on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, Ravina amar hala v'hischu b'maracha, because you had already started the process of the pyre from beforehand, right when you set up the mizbeach chitzon originally. So then gomer. So then you should finish it. Right, by putting the two stones, putting the two blocks on top of it afterwards. Which is interesting because we have other things that are in between there also, but we don't darshan that those go first, or those have to be held off. Rav Ashi Amar, another reason why the shnei gezira etzim comes before the dishon mizbeach hatimi, and that's because ilo mishkach etzim maracha shnia milo mayal maracha gedola. That if they don't have shnei gezirei etzim, if they don't have enough coals for the inner mizbeach, so then they'll take from the maracha gedola. In which case, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to take from those two blocks. It means that it is a hachshara, it is a preparation in its own right for the mizbeach gedola. It's not necessarily every day, but there are times where maybe they wouldn't have enough coals, and therefore it would be a direct preparation for the Ketores, and therefore preparation for the Ketores is more important than the clearing out of the Ketores from the previous day. So Gemara then says, V'disha mizbeach ha'pnimi kodan ha'tavas chamesh neiros. He said that the clearing out of the inner mizbeach comes before the clearing of the setting up of the five candles. So my time, or why? Amar Abaye, Gemara Gemirna, Svar lo yadana. This is a straight Mesorah. We've never been able to figure this one out. We don't know why this one comes before that one. So for Rava Amar Krish Lakish, Rava says no. There is a logic to it. There's a logic that we know to it, I should say, and it's Krish Lakish. Like Krish Lakish, Damer Krish Lakish, Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvos. I find this Gemara very interesting. That we've talked about this concept before. Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvos. If you remember this Gemara in Pesachim, in terms of which when the Kohanim were bringing the blood back and forth from the Mizbeach for the sake of all the Karbana Pesach, so they had the two, right? They had, on the one hand, they had containers coming this way with full blood, and they had containers coming this way with empty, they were empty from the blood that they had just put on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara said that you bring in the blood, you're at the Kohen, you grab the one with the blood before you grab the one with the empty, because in my virin al mitzvahs, you can't take the empty one because that's not going to a mitzvah, but the one with the blood is going towards the Mizbeach. So that's what the Gemara said. I think that was the first time we had seen that. Maybe we saw it in Bracha somewhere else, I don't remember. So in my virin al mitzvahs. So Rish Lakish says you can't pass by a mitzvah. So what does that mean? What's the passing by of the mitzvah that would teach us that you have to do that you have to do the candles before you do the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi. Sorry, that you would do the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi before the candles. And Mara says, V'chi ayol lehechal, when a person would walk into the Hechal. So you're going through the Ulam, onto the and you're looking straight ahead. So b'mizbeach paga baresha, you see the mizbeach first. How do you know? The Ta'an of the Baresha says shulchan batzafon, the bread, the show bread is going to be the shulchan is going to be in the north, which I believe would be to your left when you're walking in, right, facing straight ahead. To the left, you'll see the shulchan. Mashuch menakos l'shtei amos ha'matza, it's a little bit off of the wall, 2.5 amos. Umenorah badarom, and the menorah is going to be on your right side, on the south side of the hechal. Also, mashuch menakos l'shtei amos ha'matza, 2.5 amos off the wall. Mizbeach memutza, and the mizbeach is directly equidistant, exactly equidistant between the two. Ve'omid be'emtza umashuch klap echutz kima. That the mizbeach for the ketores is equidistant, but it's a little closer. It's a little closer to the entranceway. Why? So the Gemara says it's a little closer. So the Gemara is about to say it. V'nok me'la hadaihu. Why isn't it on the same line? Why isn't it mamish in the middle between them, between the shulchan and the menorah? So the Gemara says kevan dechsev v'yes haminorah nochach hashulchan. The menorah was, I would say, adjacent to. Is that how you would translate this?
It says opposite.
Opposite? Okay, meaning it had to sort of see it. But in the chazu adade, that the mizbeach had to be a little bit removed from that direct line so that it had a view. Whatever this means, it had a view of both. But if it was mamish in the middle of it, so it would be looking straight forward, it couldn't see either one on the sides. So that's why the mizbeach must have been earlier, must have been, you know, closer to the entrance, and therefore... Therefore you get to the mizbeach before you get to the shulchan or the menorah. I don't know why you need this drush in the first place, because if you have something in a straight line across and you're coming into the entrance from the middle, so then you're always going to get to the mizbeach. You're going to be closest to the mizbeach right in front of you, not to the ones on the sides. You're going to have to move to the sides, right? Right. The hypotenuse is always longer than the. The low is longer than the shorter side, right? The right angle side. So I don't really know what the drasha is here. Why we need it to be a little closer. Presumably that line is, anywhere on that line would be, I don't know, an interesting picture in my mind. But Amar Rava, fascinating Gemara here. Shema mina, from the fact that we know Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvos, Midrash Lakish, Abure Dara'a Atotefta. Aser, to pass over your arm, dira'ah, right? In Aramaic, the dalet is sometimes representative of a zayin. So here's zro'ah, zro'ah meaning your arm. To pass over your arm for the sake of your totafos, meaning your tefillin, of shel rosh. So that would be aser. You can't put on your tefillin shel rosh before your tefillin shel yad. Hechi avid, what should you do? Midra l'totafta. First you put on your arm, and then you put on your, tefillin shel rosh. Right, this is actually Hapaskin, right? We put on the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. There could be other drashas based on the Psukim, which are that in that order. Rahil to the Vos, you put it all Yadecha, and then it says Rahil to the Vos Bein Erecha. So there are different drashas for this also. But either way, that's one of them. In Mavir and Al Mitzvos. V'hatavash Chamish Neiros, says the Gemara, Kodem L'odam HaTamid, V'dam HaTamid Kol HaTavash Neiros. Right, so first the blood, right, the five, then the blood, and then the two. So the Gemara says, "My time. What's going on here?" Amar Abaye, Hahu Baboker Baboker, the Shnei Gzira Eitzim. So this is one of those drushas you kind of just have to accept. Okay, this is how the Gemara makes drushas. So there's a pasuk by the Shnei Gzira Eitzim that says Baboker Baboker. We saw that drusha already from other things that we just mentioned, that it should be done in the morning. Delo Tzrichi. But we don't need that pasuk. We don't need Baboker Baboker of the Shnei Gzira Eitzim, because even without that, we already know, as we just said before, that the word Aleha means that you put it on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and it comes before the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi, because it's a Machshir, right? We just went through the whole drasha that it's a preparation for it, and therefore it comes first. So therefore, even though the pasuk says baboker baboker by the shnei gzira eitzim, and these two blocks of wood have the pasuk baboker baboker, we don't need it because we already have a drasha that teaches us that it comes first. So therefore, shadin hu lahacha. So rather use that baboker baboker and apply it to this situation. In what way? Chad shadje lahatavas chavish neros. One baboker. This is a very, very unique drasha here. One baboker is going to be applied to the five candles of the menorah. Deliktime ledamatamid. They're going to bring before the damatamid, before the blood of the karmatamid. Vechad shadje ledamatamid. And one of the other baboker, right? The pasuk is baboker baboker. And therefore, you have you apply one to the five, and then you apply one to the dam hatamid, so that it would come before the two candles. We're going to get to why we're splitting up the candles soon, but that's what it says so far. Chad shadje la'atavash chamish neros deliktime la'atamid dehacha tzlasa v'hacha trei, because the hatavash neros themselves have a word baboker. Baboker baboker behitiva saneros akirana. And there you're going to add another baboker, the one of the two from Mishnei Gezira Eitzim. So now the five candles has three babokers. Means that comes first because the next one, the Dam HaTamid, only has two babokers because that pasuk says Es HaKeves Achat Taseh Baboker. We know that pasuk. We read it on Wednesday. So that one therefore has two because one from Mishnei Gezira Eitzim and one from this pasuk. V'chad Shad LeDam HaTamid. And therefore, you would think, well, if you're going to add one baboker to the dam hatamid, that gives the dam hatamid two babokers, right? Simple math here. And then you're going to have the two neros, which itself already has the words baboker baboker. So now it's a two versus a two. Which one should you do first? It says, because the dam hatamid brings kapara. More than the menorah brings kapara, therefore we're going to do the dam hatamid first. Okay, interesting calculations there, interesting drasha, but Gemara continues. Amar Rav Papa Abaye, ve'ema chad shadi l'dishtam izbe'achav dimi. Why don't we add another baboker, one of those baboker of the shnei gzir eitzim, let's give it to the mizbe'ach ha-ketores, the mizbe'ach ha-ptimi, to din k'mil l'dam hatamid, and therefore that should be before the dam hatamid, to ha-chatlasa v'ha-chatrei. That's going to be three versus a two. V'chad shadi l'dam hatamid, and then one you should give to the dam hatamid. D'niktom l'hatavas chamish neros. And therefore, if you give one to the dam hatamid instead, that's going to give the dam hatamid three. It's going to give one to the dam hatamid, as I said before, baboker, and then you add another baboker. Da'af agav tahach v'hacha trei mechaper adif. And therefore, we should say that the babokers of the two babokers of the Dam HaTamid should beat out the two babokers of the menorah, which got no extra babokers, right? It only has the two babokers of the pasuk. This is a two versus a two. And when it's a two versus a two, mechaper adif. Anything that brings kapara is beforehand. And therefore, you should clean out the inner mizbeach before you do any of the candles. That's what it's saying. So, guys, you're right. Just by applying the babokers of the shnei gzireitzim in different ways. So Gemara says, "Imkain afsuka b'mayma afsakas lehu." If that's what we're going to do, so then how are we going to split up the menorah? The menorah has to be split. The lighting, the candles has to be split 5 and 2. So and therefore you have to do something. What else are you going to do there except for the dam hatamid? There's nothing else going on at that time. So Gemara says, "Ha ani chalish lakish." The Amar Lama Mativin V'Chosin Mativin. Why do you do it? This would all work, meaning it would work to not stop, to not split the five and the two. That would work if you were to say like Rish Lakish, that the only reason we're setting up in the menorah five and then two, Kedei Lahargish Kol Hazarakula, so that people see what's going on. Right, the Kohen goes into the Heichal, which is a little more private to do the menorah. Then he comes out to accept the blood, and then he goes back in to do the other two. So that shows people that they're doing the menorah, which is just like an expression that people see what's going on. So Shapir. So that it's okay. It's okay to say that you don't really need a break. It's not that integral to have that break. It's just to make people aware of what's going on. It's not that important, or that integral, as I said before. But El Rabbi Yochanan to Amar Baboker Baboker Chachelu Shnei Bekarim. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the words Baboker Baboker are to teach us that there are two separate times in the morning that you do the menorah, meaning the five and then the two. So that's a real drasha. So Ma'iklamimar, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what are you going to say? You have to split up the menorah somehow. So Amar Leravino Leravashi Hai Baboker Baboker Did Eitzim Mi Miatar. I guess that was an answer. That's sort of like a stopping point, basically, because you can't say, right? You can't say what Abaye was trying to say, which is to have the Dam and Tamid come first. You can't say what Rav Papa was saying to Abaye, because you can't. You need something in the middle, right? So you can't say that because Rabbi Yochanan needs something in the middle. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Ashi, Hai Baboker, Baboker, De Eitzim, Mi Miyater, is the Babokers that we just applied to these two things, right? The menorah and the Dam and Tamid, right? We were just giving out Babokers, like it's chocolate cake at a birthday party. So we're just giving them out. Well, you need those Psukim. That Pasuk for the Eitzim is needed for Hamai B'Lilufei, the Ka'amar Rachmana, the Nikmul Amar Achashniel Shekatores, that we needed those Psukim of Baboker Baboker to teach you that you do the Shnei Gzir Eitzim before you do the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Maracha Shnia, which is on the Mizbeach, right, for the coals that go into the Ketores. So Amar Lei, V'lav Miokimna, Alehav Lo Achaberta, didn't you learn the drush? We just did it on Amun Aleph. You know, Rav Ashi, weren't you paying attention? Obviously, it didn't happen like that. But the pasuk already told us, Aleha v'lo chaverta mechlal di isl chaverta. In which case, you don't need baboker baboker. That's the whole point. So the Gemara says, Ma'ishna to Avid hatavas chamesh neiros bereisha, na Avid hatavas shtei neiros bereisha, kevin to askel behu Avid ruba. So the Gemara says, why is it five and then two? Because we said that you have to do, once you're doing some, you do most, right? You don't do a little bit and then most. I don't know why five and not four, but either way, that's what the Gemara says. When Avid Shis, why don't you do six? Again, I don't know why I didn't ask four. I'm sure there's a note somewhere. But when Avid Shis, Amar Kra b'Hayitivas Aneros Akterna V'Ein Neros P'chus Mishdaim. You can't do six and then one because it says Neros, plural. In which case, you have to make sure that you're doing at least two at a time. So V'Hatavash Neros Kolam L'Ketoros Amar Kra b'Hayitivas Aneros V'Hadar Yak Tirana. That first says the Neros and then it says the Ketoros. Just based on the pasuk, he tivos aneros, and then it says akhirana. Ugetaras leivarim detanya yukdam davar shne marbo baboker baboker ludavar shlo ne marbo ela boker echad bilvad. Right, the ketaras has baboker baboker, and the evarim only has one boker of the esakeves echad taseh baboker that we read for the karmen tumen. Okay, shkaf, we'll pick up there. Rech Hashem tomorrow afternoon. Oy. Probably about 7:45, if I had to guess. I think it's 7:45. I think Mincha is 8:30. So 7:45, Mirtz Hashem. Everyone have a good day. Oh, it's late.